Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Myra. How are you today?
Not too bad at all. It seems like a lovely day outside. I just wanted to let our listeners know you are the Age Friendly University Network Global Coordinator for Dublin City University. And now I have spoken to you a number of times, but I'm just wondering what's the latest news with the Age Friendly University?
Thanks, Maya, for having me on this morning. So the last time we spoke, I was speaking about the EU Green Paper on Ageing, and this was a green paper that the European Union produced that looked at ageing over the life course, and it invited members of the public to make a submission on elements of the paper that covered from the cradle to the grave. And we had a very successful meeting. We had over 300 people attended for one day, which was an information day about what the green paper contained. And the second day was facilitated workshops to get people's views on the paper. And this paper will go forward at a policy level and inform policy in the European Union. So while it's very important for older people at the moment, it's very, very, very important for younger people, because it's going to inform how they will age in the future. So we really had a great response to that. We made the submission, we recorded all the information we were given, and we made the submission, and that's on the DCU AFU homepage. If people would like to read the submission, they'd be very welcome to look at it. And it's quite a short document, it's about 20 pages, and it just covers everything that people told us, the concerns about what we needed for the future, how we needed to promote longevity, how we needed better working conditions and more inclusive workspaces where women are included and older people are included and people with disabilities are included in the work area. So that's the focus of the work that has been over during the month of April. And then moving into May then, we've had, of course, May is the month we celebrate Bealtaine, which is Age and Opportunities Festival, celebrating the creativity of older people. And we're doing a good few events there. Sorry, did you want to ask me a question?
No. Actually, you just got there before me. I was about to ask you that, Christine. Thank you so much. No, I let you go ahead. Thank you.
So the Bealtaine Festival, we had started last year. We have an event, we have an initiative in DCU called Anam, which means soul in Irish. And part of this was actually marking out the cultural contribution that the university makes to the North Dublin area. And we funded a number of projects, artistic projects, writing projects, video, things like this, in DCU. And one of the projects that was funded was a project for Age Friendly University on COVID. So it was experiences of COVID. And what we did was we invited people in. We had a couple of workshops around writing and just exploring people's ideas about COVID. And what we discovered in it was that people were very upset and angry and hurt and worried about what was happening during COVID. But they also found new ways and discovered new things, new ways of looking at things. They engaged more with nature. And it went from being quite, I suppose, very serious and negative to being really, really positive. And from that exercise, what we've done now is we've created a series of videos made by the participants of the programme and students and staff in DCU. And then we've created a podcast from that. So we have a series of videos, we have a podcast, and we have an e-book with all of the reflections about this whole project in it. So it's well worth looking at. It's going to be launched the week of the 26th of May. Every day, and you can look at it. You can book the to get the link on Eventbrite if you go onto the Eventbrite page. The other aspect of that whole week is a presentation from Dr. Vera Gallist, and Vera is with the University of Vienna, and she's making a lovely presentation on Wednesday the 26th on cultural aging in and through the arts. And this looks at how older people engage with the arts and how older artists engage with the public and the difficulties they might have in maintaining, you know, their position in an orchestra or something, when people have ideas about, you know, ageist ideas. And then on the 26th also in the afternoon, one of our colleagues, Dr. Cathy Fowley, has a writing group called Silver Thread. And Silver Thread will be writing and sharing their stories from the calendar. So earlier this year, Cathy produced a beautiful calendar for 2020 and 2019 last year. And there's a little prompt on each month of the calendar. So for Easter, it was right about collecting eggs or something you did at Easter. You know, for March, it was right about a rainy day. And all of those writings are going to be, the people who took part in that project will all be presenting their work on Wednesday the 26th in the afternoon. But again, that can all be booked on Eventbrite. And those activities are all free.
Christine, I'm listening to everything you've said, which is absolutely remarkable, but you also have the university. Senior citizens can go to the university and go to study, can't they?
That's right. Now, everything has been online since COVID, but we're hoping to go on to either a blended platform in September or face-to-face. So people can log into, they can come into the university and take one module. So a module is a course, and you can take one course out of a subject. So, for example, it might be the history of American politics, or it could be an introduction to American jazz or the geography of Ireland. You know, you can take one module. There is a charge for the module. It's €100 for the 8 weeks. But that's 16 hours of tuition. When you sign up for one of our modules, you get a DCU email address, you get a DCU student card, and you get access to the DCU library. So they're really, really well worth doing, and they're well worth looking into. And sometimes people, you know, you don't have to do the exams when you sign up for those courses. You can just come into the classroom, or you take part online, and you get all the learning and you get all the engagement and interaction, but you haven't got to do the dreaded exam at the end of it. And that's very, very appealing to people. The other thing, we also run a parallel program called the Love of Lifelong Learning Program. And that program is, again, it's been online for the last year and a bit. But the program usually covers genealogy, life writing, and this year we're also going to be doing botanical art with Dr. Tom McLaughlin down in St. Pat's and in Condor. So we're hoping to have them either, you know, blended learning, as in a little bit of online and a little bit of face-to-face, or all face-to-face, but we don't know, of course. It depends on the government guidelines, but that's what we're working towards at the moment.
Oh, that's amazing. I know you had a choir. I'm not too sure. I'm sure the choir is at the moment because of COVID, but I know it was very successful, and I actually heard them a couple of times. I thought they were fantastic. This, we're talking about the Silver Thread. Is that part of the Beltane? It's Beltane, isn't it? It's the Beltane Festival.
Yeah, Beltane Festival, yeah. Silver Thread is a company owned by Dr. Cathy Fowley, who works with her in DCU. And Cathy and her late partner set the company up. And it's a life writing and memoir writing. Now, we offer it in DCU as a programme, an introduction to life writing. And, I mean, everybody has a story in them. You know the story, Myra, yourself. We all have a book in us, you know. And that whole programme focuses, it's not creative writing. What it is memoir writing. And using the times in your life to, you know, maybe marriages and things that happened to the family, and that prompts you to write about that time. And it's a reminiscence writing and memoir writing. And they're really fantastic. And they've produced a number of books over the last few years, stories of there and then, and stories of here and now, and just people reflecting back on their lives. And it's a wonderful social archive, apart from anything else. Apart from the writing, it's marvellous. So they have that program. So what usually happens is people come into DCU and they take our module under the life writing, and that's developed by Dr. Fowley. And then if they want to continue on the Silver Thread group, then they join the group, you know, subsequently, once they've got over the first 8 weeks, and they, you know, because there's quite a bit of sharing of information in the groups, and, you know, it's lovely to be able to see that progression, you know.
I have to also say that to our listeners, I know, I mean, I just think DCU is just extraordinary with the age-friendly university, but some people might be just a little bit hesitant. And what I mean is that I never did the National Inter or Leaving Cert, but I have availed of some of your courses and so forth. So for to actually say to people, that doesn't matter, it's open, the university is open and welcoming, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, Myra, the university was built by the taxes from the people of this country. And, you know, you've built the university, you know, it's through that those taxes and what you've contributed to, that and DCU in particular has a focus on transforming lives and societies. We want to break down the barriers to people coming into education. That's why we have the most successful and largest and longest. We were the first pioneers of the Access Programme. in this country. And I think one of the things that people forget is that university, the word university, it means for all, universal. And that's what we want to promote in DCU. So it doesn't make any difference. The first step is to pick up the phone or send an email and say, you know, because if you have a love of learning, and people sometimes think, oh, maybe that's dumbed down because it's for me, because I'm an older person. It isn't. It's nothing like that. All of the courses, everybody is coming in with a brand new open mind. And it's like, you know, when the students leave secondary school and they go into the Leaving Cert, they have an open mind. They haven't got all the experience that most of the people we have in our programs have. So we have people coming into the program who never ever went to maybe left at primary school, which would have been, I think, 14 at the time. Never did a Leaving Cert, never did a Junior Cert or an Inter Cert, and they always wanted to learn, or they were always curious, and that's the biggest thing about being curious. And they come into the university, but if you have an open mind and you want to learn something, you want to meet new people, you want to be engaged, you want to have a sense of purpose, it's amazing all the opportunities, once you get involved, you know, that they're there. And they're there for you to take up if you want to, and also to take up as much as you want to. You know what I mean? There's no pressure on you. And you don't have to be going with a pal. You know, you don't have to have this thing of, Mary didn't knock for me in the morning, so I'm not going. You know, you can just rock up on your own, and there's always a cup of tea and a chat. You know, and people say, oh, what course are you doing? I'm doing this. What do you think of that lecture? You know, and that content. So it's a fabulous way to get involved in lifelong learning.
And one of the things you said earlier was that Kathy Foley, is it the lady?
Yes,
but memoirs. Because I know myself, I remember stories my mum talking about my grandmother, and who was quite unusual. My grandparents were both from Knocking Street, the inner city. But I never really listened to the stories. So they're all gone now. And it's now that I just wish that I had heard and just registered with them. So there may be people out there listening, and just please, if you can, write your memoirs, even how you play on the road, and how just even poems and rhymes and things like that, to get involved.
Absolutely.
In DCU.
Yeah. Mm. And you know, it's only as we get older we realise how important that sense of place and where we came from gets really important. You know, and even from the point of view of, like, where did your parents meet? How do they meet? How do they come to be meeting there? You know, these are all things, like, in the past, you know, you might say to somebody, oh, I'm not going to talk about that. You know, they'll be laughing you off, you know. But, like, they're really important to your sense of identity and where you came from and where you're going to. And to leave that legacy, you know, for your children as well, because as they may not be that interested when they're in their teens or even, you know, they're younger. But as they get older themselves and they become parents, and they you know, that's when the questions arise. I wonder what that was about, or, you know, I wish I'd asked more questions then. So never be afraid to. And of course, on our mobile phones, we all have the mobile phones nowadays. You can record, you know, you can actually record, yes, somebody on the phone, and you can get them to tell them about the story that happened to you on your way to school when they were a kid. And then you can write it down yourself and put your own sort of, you know, memoir and have it down then in perpetuity and forever, you know? It's well worth looking at, yeah.
Well, I actually am a huge fan of DCU, the Age Friendly University, and it certainly opened doors for me. But I'd highly recommend that at least if you sit down for a cup of coffee now and just get on that laptop or a computer and just.
And Mike, can I just mention, there is one thing we are promoting at the moment as well, starting next week. Dr. Tom McLaughlin from St. Pat's, he's a biological scientist down St. Pat's, and he has a fantastic thing, what we call the herbarium, which is basically a collection of dried plants. And last year, some of our participants took part in a botanical art class that ended up going online, and we're hoping to have an exhibition of the artwork now in the autumn. But next week, we have starting a painting European orchids, and it's Paint Along with Tom is the name of the course.
Wow.
And you can see it on the website, on our, just Google DCU Age Friendly and it'll bring you to our website with the news. There is a charge of €50, but it's 5 weeks and it's 2 hours, so it's 10 hours of tuition. You paint along with Tom as you make the European orchids, draw the European orchids, and at the end of it then we hope to have an exhibition of those with the botanical art in the autumn. So it's a lovely thing to be doing, you know, especially if you're, you know, you haven't been out that much, or, you know, you can't get out, or even that you wanted to do something but there was nothing open just yet. So that's something we're also promoting. And the other thing I do want to mention is the age-friendly, DCU is leading an age-friendly university global network. And we have 76 universities around the world representing Europe, North America, South America, Australia and Southeast Asia, who are all doing the work that DCU has led out on. And that's quite interesting, and the type of work that people are doing and how we're trying to promote more age inclusivity on campus. Because we hear a lot about inclusiveness and diversity, but inclusiveness and diversity is not just about ethnicity and not just about sexual preferences. The one commonality we have between all of the areas of being inclusive and diverse is ageing. You know, so yes. I just think it's very important that people broaden their horizon when it comes to what they consider to be inclusive and diverse. And I think it's something that a narrative has to change in Ireland about how do we engage ageing in the conversation in a more sort of tangible way.
And one of the other thing I was just thinking about is that you just said, I know from the outset of this, just chatting to you, that DCU was the first university to have an age-friendly department. Are you telling me that the others, it's 76 other universities around the world now have their own?
The 76 have committed. We have a framework called the 10 Principles of an Age-Friendly University, and they've adopted the framework and committed to doing that work. So it looks at how do we engage older people on campus, how do we engage older people in the core activities of the university, how do we provide long-term, you know, lifelong learning opportunities, engage people with the research, how do we provide space, and how do we approach our retirees in DCU, and how do we engage, more importantly, with the wider dialogue on ageing? So working with organisations like Age and Opportunity, Age Action, Third Age, you know, all of these organisations, it's really very important to the work we do. And, of course, the Senior Citizens Parliament is actually housed on the DCU campus. So it's a big commitment. And I think that, you know, ageing is not sexy, so people don't want to talk about it. But in actual fact, it's really important because we know we're living longer lives. We know we will have to work for longer, and we want to be healthy and well doing that. So it's a perfect opportunity for a university to promote that.
I just want to go back a little bit. I'm not actually really political, but I just want to just heard you say something. The political party. Just say that again, please.
Are you talking about the senior parliament?
Yes.
Yeah, so the Senior Citizens Parliament is a non-profit organisation that promotes the rights of older people. And they're very, very well regarded in Irish society. They're the oldest older persons organisation in Ireland. They have about 36,000 members. You can join them, you know, as an individual, or you can join as part of an organisation. And they really, really do a good bit of work. And what's interesting about the Parliament, they call the Senior Citizens Parliament, but what's interesting about them is the fact that they never went down the road of, say, promoting, say, lifelong learning or doing other things. They always said, this is what we do and this is what we're going to do and we're not going to get involved in other things. They really work in advocacy, pension rights, you know, rights towards care, all of this area. And they exclusively focused on that. As I said, they're very, very, very well regarded by government. So they're an organisation that, you know, people wanted to join up. I'm sure they'd be very happy to have a membership. It's not very expensive for 10 euros a year to join it. But they really do fantastic work. They do brilliant pre-budget submissions. And I'm not saying the others don't do it. They do. They all do the great, great work. But the Parliament in particular, I think, is a special place because it has a special place in my heart anyway, because I know that they're so committed to the fundamental rights of older people and making sure that they're heard in the decision and policy making process in Ireland.
Oh, that's absolutely amazing. And Christine, I don't want to take too much more of your time, but I do want you to go and just tell us a little bit, actually again, the St. Pat's College, DCU Pat College, and the painting with Tom McGoldrick, is it?
McLaughlin,
excuse me.
Yeah, so it's on our website, DCU Age Friendly, if you just want to Google it. We also have it on Eventbrite. Again, if you just Google DCU Age Friendly Eventbrite, it will bring you to the page. So Tom McLaughlin's course is starting next Monday. It's 5 weeks. It's from 10 till 12 on a Tuesday morning. Starting next Tuesday from 10 to 12 on a Tuesday morning. And it's painting European orchids. So it's paint along with Tom. So you literally set up your drawing and your painting materials and you have your laptop or your whatever you're doing, your smartphone, and you paint along with Tom, and it's €50 for the 5 weeks. So that's the first thing to mention. The second thing to mention is starting also next Monday is our Beltane Festival, a week-long event. So there's a podcast you can download. There's a series of videos you can watch. There's an e-book you can read. And then there's a presentation from Dr. Vera Gallist from the University of Vienna on cultural ageing, which is really interesting. That's on from 10:30 to 11:30 on Wednesday, the 26th. And then in the afternoon, the Silver Thread Group will be doing a series of, presenting a series of their writings, stories from the calendar over the year. And of course, then during the summer, we also have a large number of activities during the summer. So we would have one-off presentations and exhibitions. So please, please just sign up on the DCU Age Friendly University website if you want to put your name on the mailing list, and then you'll get access to everything we're doing, and you'll be notified about all the different things that are going on in the university.
Christine O'Kelly, thank you so much for coming on to Near FM this morning, and it is just amazing the amount of work that's going on in the Age Friendly University. It's been an absolute honour to have you here this morning, and I wish you the very best, and I hope I can nab you back maybe in a couple of weeks' time to hear more. I'm just so thrilled, but it's a little bit overwhelming in a way, but it's, I really appreciate you coming on, and also from the staff at Near FM, many thanks.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me, and of course I'm always a great supporter of Near FM. I think it's a fantastic community contribution, and you know, it's great to have the opportunity to be on. So thank you very much, Myra.
Thank you, Christine. Have a good day. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.